Kill Radio listeners, hello. L'Encore there. Hey, it's Dr. Groovy, and it is 4:30 in the afternoon on Saturday, December 1st, 2007. How you doing? Got some, let's see, who is that? That was that Cowboy Junkies? I believe it was. That was actually one of my old shows, which curiously happens to be on the archives. Ooh, right now. Looks like the phone's attached to the microphone. Hey, how's it going? Are you having a better start to your radio show than I am? I wonder. I wonder how it's going. So, anyway, I'm here at the Kill Radio Studios in Los Angeles, California. And there I am in the background in one of my old shows. And, yeah, coming to you live, Los Angeles. And this is Kill Radio that you listen to on your web waves as much as you would like to. Let's see. Looks like my old computer isn't turning on right now. So that's okay. So let's see what you want to talk about. If you want to give me a call, you can call at 213-252-0998. And we can talk. Or you can give me an AOL instant message at killradio.org. KILLRADIOORG. Maybe at some point I will get some music on for you, which is generally speaking old music. That's my music. That's stuff I want to listen to. So, but we also can talk a bit. I was actually just, as you may know, I'm Dr. Groovy, doctor, and it's true that I'm actually a doctor. And so I was over at the admissions interviews for the physician's assistant program today. And it's really interesting. I wonder how you feel about the whole deal with, you know, physician's assistants, which are people who are specifically trained in basically very technical aspects of patient care in medicine. And they get about half the school time as a medical doctor. But at this point, they're pretty much doing everything a medical doctor can do. So and it's something that I'm going to have to start writing a little bit about, I think. But the issue is then that, you know, medical doctors have, say, 4 years of education, of actual didactic training in a school, and then they're trained in a hospital for at a minimum of 3 years. So 7 years total before you're allowed to touch patients on your own, which I think is still, you're never ready. And now we have these allied healthcare kind of aspects that are, you know, have less than half of that amount of time for training, and now can have the same amount of patient care contact. So, and I'm not saying, I mean, I'm saying when I got out of medical school and my residency, you know, I felt that my biggest training was in my first year out. And I'm not, you know, I work at a physician's assistant program, and I think it's a great career. It's just so interesting that this situation has changed so much that people with much less training can do, you know, a lot, pretty much the same thing. So now I'm telling people if they want to go to school for a healthcare career, I say, you know, go become a nurse practitioner or a PA, because you can do everything that a doctor can do, and you go for half the time, less money, and can make more money, believe it or not. It's that amazing a situation for, you know, the people who go into it. So anyways, that's what I'm saying now. And let's see if we can hear some Velvet Underground coming in. So like I said, I'm 213-252-0998. If you want to call me and talk to me. Get back to you later. Nothing happened at all. Every time she puts on the radio, there was nothing going down at all. Not at all. Then one fine morning, she puts on a New York station. You know, she don't believe what she heard at all. She started shaking to that fine, fine music. You know, her life was saved by Let them whisper off into the night of the sea where they go. That was British Sea Power. That was pretty cool, huh? Pretty cool set. Pretty cool set I put on for you, eh? British Sea Power. And for that, some Rapture. And we started off with the Velvet Underground Rock and Roll, which another wonderful tune. See, that's what I do here. Just in case you were wondering that you were tuning into a show that had the newest Britney Spears or even the newest Chemical Brothers or something. I don't have the newest. Unfortunately, I don't get out much anymore. I'm a bit of a hermit. And used to, I worked at a radio station where I was provided all of my new music. And unfortunately, I got very used to that. And believe it or not, that was a long time ago now, but I'm still not used to going and buying my own new music all the time. So I never got that training, you know what I mean? That conditioning. So unfortunately, I have a whole bunch of stuff I like, which may be as old as 20 years old. No, I lie. It could be as old as like 100 years old. Some of this stuff is really old. But none of it, it's never the newest, I'll just say that. But sometimes I do get on the MySpace, though. I've gotten into that. So, you know, if you've got something that you want me to play off MySpace, I will. And two weeks ago, something like that, a couple of shows ago, I played a comedy sketch off of MySpace, which is actually very cool. So I'm gonna dig into that MySpace a little bit more and see what else we can get for you and you and you and you. All four of you. So yeah, it's just for you that I'm doing this. 213-252-0998 and killradio.org, all one word, on the AOL Instant Messenger. Whenever I say that, I feel like I'm doing an advertisement, but I guess I have to say that because I could be talking about Hotmail or Gmail or some other kind of IM. So I have to be specific when people tell me to say the phone number over and over and over again because either I talk too fast or they didn't catch it or whatever, and they're always like, you don't say the phone number enough. So I'm trying to say it more. So that's what you get from me right now. So it's December, it's holiday time coming up again. How could it have come up so fast? But it is here. What are you doing for your holiday? What is your holiday? What is your holiday of choice? Your remembrance of your savior of choice. Isn't that funny? I mean, really, religions are all the same. And it's just so funny that we all get into such fights about it. Because, you know, there's like a savior, there's a higher power. The higher power has got a name. You know, generally speaking, the name is male. Or the higher power is male. You know, and the golden rule is generally part of it, but then gets bastardized into meaning I'm better than you. It's all the same. All the same with a different name. So whatever. So this is the real Tuesday night from Essential Lounge. Turn on the sun again. And now some Tim Buckley. So let's listen to that, and I will be back with you later.
Here I am believing words again. Here I am trying to find your love again. Here I am down on my knees again, praying for love. Both of us know.
something real and not believe it. To live in a life and never trust it. To give all you know and never feel it. And hold back each day until it dies away. Both of us know how hard it is to love and let it go. And both of us know how hard it is to go on living that way. Oh, and so few understand what it means.
You just don't know what you got until you lost it. Aww. Bummer.
We'll be right back. the funny things that has no end. I try to call you up at 2 a.m. in a crowded bar. Your ringtones grab my mind. I can see you through the phone, the phone, the phone. Lying wide awake at home, at home, at home. So then I'll see my coquette and hope you don't catch the bourbon on my breath, my breath, my breath. Catch a cab outside on 7th Street and the cars fly by through the Bowery. I come to your door and I hear a moan, then another voice. So Christ, she's not alone, alone, alone. And my heart sinks like a stone, a stone, a stone. And the tears won't even come. I feel so numb, so swept aside, so dumb, so dumb, so dumb. When the words are wrong and my patience gone, will you tell me, does this mean you're moving on?
Nice. Guess who that was? It was actually Alice in Chains. Kind of sounded like their guitar, right? Okay, well. Anyway, that was from the Jar of Flies acoustic album that Alice in Chains did a long time ago when Lane Staley was alive. Oh, those fires, they burn bright and they burn short, don't they? Some of them, especially those heroin fires. Too bad. So, Airborne Toxic Event before that. Afghan Whigs with Fountain in Fairfax. I like playing that because it's for two LA streets. And I used to live right near there. I Must Have Been Blind, Tim Buckley. So, yeah, there you go. Sampling of the musical choices you have on tap for today. And I'm just reading, of course, through my medical trivial news here. Not so trivial sometimes, but trivia-al to you. Kind of like trivia. So I saw this little entry here with the heading, Vaccination Efforts Cause Sharp Drop in Measles-Related Mortality Among Children. And it's so interesting to me that measles has really been eradicated from the U.S. I mean, like, have you ever heard of somebody having measles here in the U.S.? No, you haven't. Because since, like, 1970-something, early 70s, 71 maybe, we've had the measles, mumps, and rubella vaccine such that almost nobody in the U.S. gets measles, mumps, or rubella, German measles, anymore. But even though that is true in our sterile United States society, no, I'm joking, it's not that sterile, but sterilized against some infections, it's still a big problem in the rest of the world. And actually in Africa, I think it's the third highest killer of children, at least, if not just people in general in Africa, is measles. And, you know, of course, malaria and diarrheal illnesses would be a little more of issue. But measles still kills, you know, the third highest rated killer in Africa. So it looks like finally vaccinations are making their way over to Africa. And this story reports that worldwide deaths from measles have fallen by two-thirds since the year 2000, the result of stepped-up immunization efforts and the distribution of vitamin A capsules in developing countries. The most dramatic results were found on the African continent, where the death rate dropped off by 91%. 91%. So for all the years that we've had this vaccination here in our country, and people don't even realize how much of an improvement these vaccinations are, and then you have all these contingents of people, you know, trying to decide if they're going to let their son or daughter be vaccinated. They really just don't understand what has been the history of vaccinations and illness. Anyway, so 91% of what I interpret as the deaths caused by measles has been eradicated because of the measles vaccine there in Africa. So, very interesting. Measles Initiative Project leaders said that the mortality rate has fallen less steeply in India and Pakistan, but the campaigns are just now starting there. And according to the Voice of America, the group, which includes World Health Organization, American Red Cross, Centers for Disease Control, and the United Nations Children's Fund, note that for the first time since in 2006, 80% of children who needed immunizations against measles were vaccinated. So we're still not to 100%. It would really be great to get up to 100%. But the good thing about 80% means that there's something called herd immunity. So that for all of the children who aren't getting vaccinated, the fact that if they have people around them who have been vaccinated, then the virus will very unlikely penetrate into that population, at least on, you know, a very high amount. So those people who weren't vaccinated won't get sick with it because they have the protection of somebody who's been vaccinated. So vaccinations provide two types of prevention, protection against these illnesses. And, you know, I got to remind you, not only do children die of these infections, but so do adults. And adults are sometimes far sicker with these illnesses than children. So, and in another interesting little piece of news here, the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, CMS, have now released a list of the nation's worst nursing homes. So you saw it on Dateline NBC. Now you're getting it straight from the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. It looks like they finally, you know, got up off their collective duff and decided to start looking at nursing homes, which had up to now had basically no regulations and no mechanism to check on them. And anybody could run a nursing home, and you've heard the stories. You know, there's people being injected with deadly amounts of Windex and morphine and whatever else somebody can stuff into a syringe. And, you know, people are falling out of beds and getting broken hips and vomiting on themselves and not being cleaned up for hours and people laughing at them and all kinds of terrible things for a population of people who really can't defend themselves. So it looks like now they're getting raided, and which hopefully means that it'll seed out, weed out the bad ones. So you can go to this website to get a comparison at CMS. It's www.medicare.gov and a whole lot of other things, but just, you know, put in nursing home and you'll get to it. www.medicare.gov. And you can find out about the comparisons of the nursing homes that you may be thinking about for your loved ones. So very, very interesting. Let's see. It says a handful of nursing homes out of the roughly 16,000 operated in this country do badly over and over again in these inspections. And to date, there are approximately 128 of these special focus facilities. So, there you go, 128 in the country. I guess it doesn't sound like a lot, but kind of, you know, it's a relative term. And then it says, most nursing homes have some deficiencies, but the ones on this list have twice as many as a typical facility, and their deficiencies are more serious. Their practices include medication errors, failure to protect residents from falls or from wandering off facility grounds while incapacitated. And that's right, I just said wandering off facility grounds, not just getting lost in their room. They're not even on the grounds anymore. And failure to provide sound physical, mental, or psychological care. Senator Herb Kohl said, and he's the chairman of the Senate Special Committee on Aging, he said, very, very poor quality nursing homes do not deserve to be left untouched and unnoticed. Well, that was very political. He added, this is not to be punitive. Our goal is to see that the people in these nursing homes get better quality care or that they get the opportunity to move somewhere else. I wonder how they're going to do that. Lawmakers and advocacy groups have been pushing the Bush administration to make it easier for consumers to identify poorly performing facilities. They maintain that too many facilities get cited for serious deficiencies, but don't make adequate improvement or do so only temporarily. It's all about money, baby. All about money. Finding logic in their arguments, the administration insisted on outing 54 nursing homes, telling them that they were the worst in their respective states. This list, which has been in place since 1998, is being made public for the first time, in the hope that public pressure will accomplish what government oversight has not. Oh, interesting. It's a little power play. In Massachusetts, the Milton Healthcare and Cedar Hill Healthcare Centers have been placed on a national watch list of facilities that must improve or face severe penalties. However, there are more than 45 homes that state officials rank lower in quality than even this Cedar Hill. And that's bad, I guess. I don't know what that meant. Ooh. There was a facility in New York that was fined $215,000 because of serious problems from an inspection in January. Wow. I didn't know they had to pay money through this. But anyway, so it looks like, you know, this aspect of the government is trying to get in on it and, you know, make nursing homes safer, so that's a good thing. We'll focus on that as a positive thing for our society and government. 213-252-0998 if you want to tell me how you're doing on this lovely Saturday evening, which is already dark. or killradio.org. Hey, check out the mobile party report with God coming up very soon to a Kill Radio show near you.
so slashed and torn.
Margaret. Hey, Katrina.
Yes, Margaret. I am
hey,
sorry.
You knew about that book?
I got it all.
Touche. Touche. So what did you think about that book? Did you think it was a good representation of your relationships with young girls?
You may want to reword that question.
No, I don't want to reword that question. That's exactly how I wanted it to come out.
Moving on.
Dude, you don't care to comment. God does not care to comment on his relationship with younger girls. going to be the next big headline.
I think Nietzsche had something to say on that subject.
Oh, yeah. You know what I did? I got some nail polish on my way in so I could paint my nails while I was sitting here doing the show.
Ah.
And I forgot about it. I put it in my pocket. I forgot it.
And that has to do with Nietzsche because...
Oh, nothing. It's just, non sequitur. Stream of consciousness.
But I do like that comic a lot.
The way we do it. Which comic?
Non sequitur.
Non sequitur?
Comic strip.
Oh, yeah. I'm not up on the comic strips. I'm going to have to get more up on it.
So, anyway, you thoroughly bored your listeners.
Yeah, my five listeners. And you're not even one of them, right? You're not even one of them. Okay, God, what do you have for us for the MPR, the Mobile Party Report?
Well, starting with the nice party report would be Booty LA.
Booty LA.
Booty LA, it's Party Sam's mashup night.
Okay.
And they're actually having a, I don't know what you call them, a group, the AD show from San Francisco. And
AD?
They're kind of like a multimedia mashup DJ visual.
That kind of sounds cool.
Sort of thing. And they're going to have also a Guitar Hero mashup. It's kind of function thing. Seems like many different angles that we're going to do mashup music.
Huh.
And also Paul V from Indie 103 will be DJing. He's kind of the king of mashups locally.
Oh my God. I think I might want to go there. That sounds kind of good. But anyways, go ahead.
If you pray hard enough, maybe your prayers will be answered.
Yay!
Another big party this evening. Party's a fair word, but the 6th anniversary of Create Fixate.
Oh, right, yeah. Uh-huh.
Yes. And yep. A new location for your five listeners that are familiar with their Hollywood location. It's downtown.
Okay.
Tonight at 613 Imperial Street.
613 Imperial Street. Do you know where Imperial Street is, God?
It is... in between Santa Fe and
Mateo, over there.
Just south of 6th Street.
Oh, okay. It's over in that, like, warehouse artist district.
Yeah, so okay. I don't know what sort of the space will be.
Got it.
Such artists as Triops Trafid.
What?
Self-heard.
Triops has something there?
He does.
Oh, whoops.
And
okay.
Such DJ highlights as Rhythma, Oscar, and Holly Adams.
Okay.
Should be some good tunes.
Not bad.
Also on an arty tip is The Hive. What's going on tonight?
The Hive has something tonight too?
They do. It's their price-less themed show. So everything is under $200 for those on a budget.
Wow.
Someone buy underground art. I don't know if underground is the right type for these people. There's always probably one known as underground artists, but it's not world famous artists.
Right.
Less than $200.
Yeah, if an artist is known, are they still underground?
I don't know what these...
Interesting concept.
I'll have to get into that.
Maybe we should study that from an anthropologic standpoint.
We could. I once heard Robert Williams speak because he's considered... that people consider him like underground art or outsider art. And he considered himself to be very as legitimate as all other types of art.
Ooh, and that's another concept, legitimacy in art. Versus known in art.
Yeah, and
what's
then
the
it's
difference?
Film art. If you want to
comment, converse, discuss.
It's film art that we get into.
Oh, yeah.
Among film school.
Hey, what's going on with the the writer strike? Do you know what the update is, God?
Yeah, they've had 3 days of talks, and people were excited this could get all sorted out before the holidays, hopefully.
Uh-huh.
And they were having a news blackout. So, you know, they weren't like young children or NBA stars bickering through the media.
Uh-huh.
But that the producers kind of broke that truce yesterday or today and announcing that they had offered what they felt is a very good deal to the writers.
Uh-huh.
And to which the writers responded then through the press again, this is not really such a good deal. So,
okay.
So that's not encouraging, but they're going to meet again Tuesday. So hopefully it doesn't
integrate
into name calling again through the papers.
A drag. Okay.
Let's see. For those listeners who want to get their boogie shoes on, Left House Records is doing a party at Red Circus Disco. Red at Circus Disco.
Oh, yeah, got it.
Red is the night.
Okay.
Circus Disco, which used to be the home to Giant, which was then the home to Sunday, is now the home to Red. Different promoter, same space.
Got it.
As owned by Gene LePere, who is famous for owning half of Hollywood and running for mayor a few years ago when they tried to separate from the city of Los Angeles.
Wow. God, you know so much.
And incurred the wrath of the LAPD and the drug bust soon to follow.
Wow.
Did it have anything to do with his succession plans for the city? Mm-hmm. Who knows?
Wow. Quite interesting.
And let's see, Brian McGuire, Jupiter, DJing house music, Circus Disco.
Okay.
Pete Tong, the Giant.
Pete Tong?
And I can recommend Pete Tong.
Wow.
Knows how to get a party going.
Uh-huh.
You know, back over in Europe, where actually dance music is played mainstream radio.
Uh-huh.
Pete Tong would be the king of that.
So right.
All that stuff, free, what's good, and can play accessible stuff without being cheesy. So I can give Pete Tong thumbs up.
Do you call Oakenfold cheesy?
Well, not per se, but I don't know, maybe not as classy as.
Yes. Okay.
Satoshi Tomei at Avalon for. We were into very experimental house, minimal stuff.
Oh, interesting.
And on a more ravey vibe, the Winterfest Festival, Alice DJ Micro, Gavin Hardkiss, who is old school San Francisco heads. But that will be an 18 and over fest, so I will be nowhere near it. Winterfest, good promoters, should be a good time.
Okay.
And for a little more esoteric, the Degenerate Art Ensemble is at Red Cat.
Degenerate Art Ensemble?
Yeah, I believe they're from Seattle area and sort of a performance art / dance feathered costume and instruments.
Wow.
Festival on mashup thing.
Interesting.
To be quite artistic.
At Red Cat, okay.
At Red Cat, which I believe is the basement of Disney Hall.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. Redcat.org.
Kind of around the block.
Yeah.
And on under it, yeah.
Just on a straight artistic vibe, Shepherd Fairey has an opening tonight for a new show.
Okay.
And Shepherd Fairey, you may or may not know, is the Obey Giant guy.
The which one?
Obey Giant.
Oh, right. Shepherd Fairey. I know that, and then I don't know it, and then I know it, and I don't know it. It's just it's a never-ending battle to remember everything, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, I know you don't have to worry about that, but I do. So.
And just one final thing for your listeners who have children. Tomorrow at the Greenway Court Theater is Schoolhouse Rock Live.
Whoa.
God is a huge fan of Schoolhouse Rock.
So. Oh my gosh. Schoolhouse Rock Live?
Yeah. So
like all of I'm Just a Bill and Conjunction
exactly.
Junction and all of those?
I don't know if they'll be covering them all, but yes, I'm sure many of these kids.
That sounds fun. But do you think it's an actual redo of the ones you've seen on TV, or is it kind of like that, but different ones? Do you know?
I think it might be their interpretations of the actual songs.
Their interpretations.
So,
could be good, could be not.
Yeah. But if you have kids and looking for something educational, 4 and 7 o'clock, Fairfax Avenue.
Oh, at Fairfax? Where? At Farmer's Market?
At the Greenway Court Theater.
Oh, okay, that's up on Fairfax. A little closer to
Fairfax.
Santa Monica. Yeah, I know that place.
544 Fairfax.
544 Fairfax. God, you know everything. It's amazing.
And finally, just we must bow our heads for a moment and say a prayer. Eagle Knievel passed away last night.
Oh, I know. I heard.
69 years old.
That's sad. 59?
69.
69. That makes more sense. Okay.
Died of
complications,
I think, of his pulmonary lung disease.
Oh, was it?
Issues.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess I can look it up and find out. Well, I guess I might have to wear my Evel Knievel pants tonight, then.
That would be good, in honor.
Yeah, I might have to. Aw, poor Knievel.
Yeah.
Well, there you go. Everyone's got to go at some point. He had a good life, right?
An amazing array of broken bones through his lifetime.
Do you know? Do you know exactly, how many he's had? Or what story?
The number 42 comes to mind.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Isn't that the number of the universe or something?
Oh, that is. That is the answer.
Yeah, the answer.
Now, what is the question?
I don't know.
I forgot.
What is 42? That was a bad question. Anyway.
Anyway, so there you have it.
God, you rock.
Number first.
You rock having all the information for us peons here on Earth. Thank you so much. And thanks so much for making a phone call when
always
I know you could just as easily give me all this information by telepathy.
Could speak into your head.
But you don't because you know that the listeners want to hear your voice, your dulcet tunes. So thank you. Ooh, good. There goes my other phone.
Okay, I'm sure it's more important caller. It might be...
It might be on the other line. Mother.
Luda, line two.
Exactly. All right. Do you want to hear anything?
No, I'm not.
Whoa, wrong answer, God.
Oh, is it? Okay, you got any Nick Cave?
Wrong. Oh, maybe. Yeah, I'll look for it. I'll look for Nick Cave, for God.
Nick Cave, Thirsty Dog, song 7 on the Let Love album.
Yeah, you know what? I don't know if I have that. I'll look for it, though. I'll see
okay,
if I have
any
it
Nick Cave.
In the studio.
It's in Nick Cave sort of mind today.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Because it was rainy?
I think.
Yeah.
Maybe. Rainy, gloomy.
Yep.
Nick Cave weather.
All right, well, tonight, make sure you put your black eye makeup on, then. Because it'll make you feel better.
Yes, okay.
Okay, God?
I'll do my black nail polish.
All right, thanks a lot for calling up the Frequency and Phrenology.
Always a pleasure, Katrina.
All right, I'll talk to you later.
Okay, goodbye.
Okay, bye. I know you want to hear my old band, so here you go. Yeah.
So wasn't that a lovely visit with God? He's so knowledgeable. He's got so many different things we can do. Did you know that God was that much of a partier? He just knows all the good things to do. It's so impressive. So, and it's so good that, you know, he helps me out with all this kind of stuff. So I tried to play a song and it didn't work. So I'm going to see if I can go find it real quick for you. And keep in mind that if you'd like to join in on the witty conversation that is here, you may at 213-252-0998 at our Kill Radio studio in Los Angeles, California. I did that like my friend Triops. Hey, I should play a Triops song. My friend Triops Trafid, who has been in, he has done his own solo work, and he's been in a band called Pitch Blend, just came back from Japan doing a tour of Japan with his band, his new band, Techno Stress. I can't be prouder of my little friend Triops. But unfortunately, I don't have any Techno Stress at this moment that I can play for you. So I'm going to play another one of his tunage from his recent solo album, Feelings of Unreality. This guy is also an awesome artist, and as you may have heard God mention, he has art up at the Create Fixate tonight. So if you're looking for something to do and you want to get some good art in, check that out. It'll be spiffy. Spiffy. Hey, Tria. I've got so many good ideas. I need to write them down. Cabinets in, covered in dirt. Fingers all over the floor, naked. Can't walk down the street. You see kids with me, but I am here. Goddamn these Harry keys. Open the fridge, you don't know the sense.
This is my apartment behind me. I really like my apartment. I really like my neighborhood. And that's why I took a little walk through my neighborhood, and I thought I'd show it to you. It's just a nice little residential neighborhood. There's lots of dogs. There's plenty to look at. It's nice to have a neighborhood you can walk around in. I like to take walks and just think or not think, just clear my head. And it's nice to walk around a neighborhood. It's nice to have a residential neighborhood to walk around because you just hear the noises of people in houses, dogs, animals. Around here it seems to be birds and ice cream trucks. The occasional tamale. I like sidewalks. I like the cracks in the sidewalks. I like the grass. I just like seeing stuff. It looks like I might have work, so this might be the last unemployment chronicle. It looks like I might be working starting Monday for maybe up to 2 months. My brain is totally scattered. This is me without my glasses. With my glasses. It's been grand. Thanks for supporting me. Hopefully we'll all make it to the place we want to get to. Wouldn't that be nice? Keep fighting the good fight, etc.
All right, y'all. Dr. G signing out. Frequency and Phrenology says good night to you all. Talk is still cheap coming up next.